This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything in the entire world. From birds to songs to get a dance floor going at a wedding and anything else the imagination can conjure. Today, we're drafting spokespeople. I don't have a good reason for it. That's just what we're doing. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and as always, joining me are Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that rushed home from work to record this episode, even though the Portland Trailblazers are playing their most important game of the season, so Sean can take a break from skateboarding and go to a spa for the weekend.
Well, I feel terrible.
I'm completely joking. I've been joking.
You're almost shaking.
I'm sorry.
I seriously am. I'm sorry.
I was joking this entire time. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
I was fucking with you the whole time. I'm not mad at all. I'm so sorry.
I'm seriously like shaking.
The look on your face was so shook.
Well, yeah. I don't want to be an asshole.
Last weekend was supposed to be the weekend that Sean Jordan was going to get married to his queen Laura.
He was going to tie the bucket.
The bucket was getting tied. The broom was getting notched. They're notching a broom.
I was going to buy the farm. Got sick of milking the cow.
The farm was getting bought. He's going to start paying for the milk. But I don't know if you guys have heard about this. I don't know if I'm breaking any news here.
Wait, what, you've been calling the White House, or is it something different?
The White House, I mean, they may come up later, but there's a friggin' scamdemic out there right now.
I mean, ooh. Yeah, all right,
Jet
I guess.
Fuel don't melt steel beams.
Look into it.
The plandemic started at the bottom, bruv. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
This is me having cold feet, this whole thing. Is me just being like, I don't know about all this.
You changed your mind, so you orchestrated a pandemic is what happened.
Yeah, I was supposed
You're kind of doing a little celebration anyway, and I think this is so beautiful. Well, you want to tell the people?
Yeah, we had a photographer booked. We didn't want to hose him. He listens. What's up, Nate? We didn't want him to get hosed. And so we're still going to take the pictures tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Peel them off a little bit. We got a wedding cake made. I'm not going to do anything except look how I look. Laura's going to look amazing. We're going to go pictures.
So are you really? Are you like going to go out there like in jeans and like a...
I mean, it's up to her. I showed her what I was like. These are the options I can wear. I was like, I can get shit. I can get nice shit. I have some nice shit. She's picking. We're going to go to where I proposed, which is right across from Crema, by the way. Like right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do that. Take some photos tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to a spa kind of by Mount Hood. I don't really know anything about it.
I love it. Is it Kaneda?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. No, I don't know.
Are you going full spa at it? Are you going to get like a massage and like a facial?
Everything
seaweed
they got.
Wrap?
Everything seaweed they wrap, got. Dude. Every single thing. Yeah.
Have you ever got a deep tissue?
No, I've never done it. I got a massage one time and just some dude at the bus stop. I didn't even want it, but he just did it.
He said, this is how we live in Portland.
Yeah, yeah. Now you do me. And it was like, I got to get this bus. You ended up at Gresham. You weren't even going to Gresham.
No one's ever going. But I ended up there.
There's a lot of people who end up in Gresham.
I got one massage one time. It was dope. But, you know, other than that, never had a massage.
We got pedicures that one time up in Tacoma.
Sick. Up in Tacoma, dude.
We got a Tacoma pedicure.
You got a Tacoma pedicure?
Yeah.
Somebody kicked you in the stomach?
Yeah. Some dude named Fabian came up and gave Ian a Tacoma pedicure. I'll say I got my friends' backs, but I didn't right then. I'll tell you.
Dude, there's nothing. When Fabian comes kicking,
yo,
you know what I mean?
Don't ever. If a dude named Fabian comes around to kick me, it's cool if you don't have my back.
Yeah.
Because I was living wrong getting kicked by a dude named Fabian. What have I been doing out here?
You cross Fabian. You know what I mean?
You could cross all the Fabians they got, and I'd still get your back, both of you.
I could not cross all the Fabians they got. That is that's a tall, tall order, bro.
The four of us together couldn't take on all the Fabians. You know what I mean? I'd be proud to die by your sides, but like...
Oh, my mama always told me I'd die at the hands of a Fabian. Yeah, I've known that. Yeah, yeah. I've known that for years.
Your mom used to tell me that, and I was like, who are you?
Oracle told that when she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll do great, but he'll also die at the hands of a Fabian.
It's a monkey paw situation.
It's that kind of podcast.
It's that kind of podcast, for God's sake. I feel so bad. I feel so bad for fucking with you. I came in, I was like driving home, and I was like, I'm going to fuck with Sean. And I came in angry. Even before we started recording, I was just like, let's get to it. Let's just start it.
Marissa, be honest.
I feel so bad now.
Be honest. You were shook a little bit, weren't you?
I mean, I knew ultimately it was a joke to razz you.
I didn't. I'd be pissed. So just so the listeners...
How do you not know? We love you. Everyone loves you.
You were like
one of my favorite people on earth.
I didn't think you were mad at me. Seriously.
The situation. Just so the listeners know the level of dedication. Ian did just work all day, rushed home in what I guarantee was white knuckle, disgusting traffic because I'd done driven in that traffic. And now the Blazers are playing. I imagine you'll still catch the end of the game. I plan on putting the pedal to the metal, but I wore the jersey.
I love that. I'll catch whatever the game I can catch. I got the scoreboard up here. We gotta do an AFV, baby.
Can I show what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
I just want you guys to see.
Now that you put some clothes on, thanks.
You can't see it, right? I got the Sierra Leone soccer shorts.
Ooh, I see white shorts.
Yeah, shout out to Labrum London. I got two pair.
I need two per.
So I could get to stomping in my Cylon shorts.
Say what?
To get to stomping in my Cylon shorts.
Bori, where you getting them colors? Are you dyeing them?
Tan is my size in them.
I feel like I've told this story before, but I have this friend, Matt Gerhardt. I think it was Matt, who burnt a whole CD of just that song because he liked it so much.
I love that. I think we should have more.
I did that with Jaquan, Tipsy. I did that. I put it 5 times on a CD.
Damn.
To listen Tipsy. To at Kirschman's house. We were at Kirschman. Kirschman used to have this like little like 4-foot by 2-foot pool table. And we'd have parties. Pool tournaments are based around this pool table. And we'd just play Jaquan for the whole night. Yeah, he talks about how he's 16 in that song.
Yeah, but I got a fake Adito. He talks like Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Everybody in the club getting kooky.
I'm on board for that entire album. If I knew one other Jaquan song.
I think Jaquan left.
Did you do the deep dive on Jaquan after that, or was this just purely a skim of the surface? Did you get any other tracks?
I don't know how deep the internet was yet. I didn't YouTube or anything. I don't remember ever listening to any other Jaquan track. Marissa, do you know who Jaquan is?
No.
He had another hit song with Lil Bow Wow called Fresh As I Am. I is.
Well, yeah. I was going to say it was a good song.
You don't remember that song?
No.
You ain't big, big ripping. You ain't steady tipping. No girl getting homie. You ain't fresh as I'm is. You don't remember that song?
If there's nothing... Against the law with doing it. Can we put in a little clip of that? It'd be fucking awesome.
Ooh, I don't want Jaquan. You don't want the Jaquan dogs on your back.
No, because he needs the money too. Is the thing.
Yeah,
like,
man.
He will come after you.
Also, once that comes out, it doesn't go back in until it tastes blood. You don't want to open that up.
No. Yeah. You can't. Hold on. I have to get my. I forgot to plug my computer in.
A lot of people have compared Jaquan to a katana sword, and that he's a master.
There you go. that was exactly what everyone was looking for.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. He also used to sleep in his car for a little bit. He was homeless for a little bit, like before Tipsy.
Before he was 16? That's so bucked to think about.
He had a tough life, Jaquan. There's a good, I mean, if we're doing this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about loose change, zeitgeist.
No, there's a Plandemic? YouTube. There's
Plandemic
a whole,
is a new one.
Look him up on YouTube. There's a whole YouTube about like his rise and fall in music.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. There's a YouTube Jaquan. Different Jaquan. Different Jaquan.
This game.
Jaquanstein. Also okay. Some hits though. Also some hits.
Oh man, he's the king. He's the king of Hasidic Zydeco.
Yeah, well, I believe it was Jed Quanstein.
Jed Quanstein. Yeah. Jed Quanstein for sure. I went to shul with a different Jed Quanstein, but also a talented musician.
Yeah.
Jaquan's a dentist now.
Is he really?
Jaquan DDS.
No, it's just a Jewish thing I was thinking of.
I like that.
Is that a Jewish thing? The dentist?
I don't know.
Thing?
I thought it was. Doesn't like
Are
isn't
there
that
a Jewish
thing?
Dentists?
Dentists and lawyers? Or am I being
We're
racist?
More like doctor. I would say doctors and lawyers. I wouldn't paint us into that dentist.
Get ready
corner
for the dentist crowd coming after you, dude. They're doctors. Ooh, and you just said
big,
they weren't. So
big dentist.
No, they're doctors. Doctors, they're doctors. They're absolutely doctors.
mouth doctors.
Especially that drilled podcast guy who wants to give me free dental work in exchange for doing his podcast. You're especially a doctor.
Wait, that is a thing?
There's a dude in Portland. He did it for Shane, didn't he?
Oh, man.
What? He will give you free dental work if you do his podcast. Sean, did you not do it? For some reason, I thought you did it.
No, I went to an Armenian gal in the heart of Glendale who told Hell me... Yeah. I got in there and she's like, she goes, all these men come in here with their tattoos and they cry like babies. She was like, yeah, that. As I was like,
just a hard gal.
Yeah, she was, because I was like, can I get more? And she looked at me like I just pooped everywhere, like this disgust on her face. And I was like, I'm sorry, it hurts. And she's like, whatever.
I feel like that was the look that you had when Ian did the intro.
Yeah, I was scared.
He looked at all of us like we all pooped everywhere.
I was seconds away from being like, obviously, I don't want to ruin your whole night, so let's just do this.
I feel so bad about that because you were feeling bad about that already. And the reason we have to do it now is because I have such a crazy schedule. It's not because you need to do a nice thing. I mean, first of all, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. And like, what? You do something like this? I mean, not even something like this. It's like you're unavailable for what, like?
Yeah,
one day every 3 months. You know what I mean?
Feel weird because I don't do shit. So you know. Also, I think I'm doing that 40-mile hike next week.
You fill my heart every day. So
you hear that? I think I'm doing that 40-mile hike next week.
What,
man?
I think I'm
gonna
do it. Adam's coming here, and he, you know.
Why didn't you schedule that for after or for the hike for the spa for after the hike? That would have been.
Ooh,
yeah,
then you need the massages.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, but
you need
anyway.
A barrage of massage. You know what I'm talking about?
Massage
barrage. a quad massage barrage.
Quad massage
By the
barrage.
Way, shout out to our main man for being on camera. Good on you.
Oh, yeah.
Shit was good, man. Get over here, but stay 6 feet away. Good on you.
You know me. I'm dropping dimes on him.
That was such a dank joke. It was one of those ones that like sneaks up and just punches you in the ear and you're like, ooh, man, my ear hurts. What'd you do?
It's timely.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, slap me around a little bit.
Sometimes it's like, oh, you want me to be alert. Okay.
Yeah okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm present. I am present.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel it.
What are you going to do with it, though? But
I got
present.
My dander up.
Yeah.
One of these, one of those dinosaurs that nobody can see, but they can, one of those guys from Jurassic Park.
For the listeners at home, it's exactly what you think it is.
Picture.
Yeah. It's the one who killed Newman.
Yeah, it's the one who murked Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who murked Newman.
I'm saying murked a lot more in casual conversation lately.
I like that. I like that for the second half of 2020.
I'm trying it out. I got a curl sponge. I'm saying murked. Stuff is crazy over here.
What's a curl sponge?
They saw me get it. I got it's this. That's why my hair's all textured on the
Your
top.
Your hair looks great.
Curl sponge, baby.
I like that.
It does look good.
We're doing all kinds of stuff. Anything could happen.
Sean's wearing jerseys. I wore a jersey on the Late Late Show last night.
Hell
That's
yeah.
what I'm screaming, man.
Yeah, dude.
Bring jerseys back. Jay-Z kind of ruined it.
They never left.
Not ruined it, but he made it seem not cool for a little bit. Remember?
He did. He was like, that's a childish thing to do. Like, so
yeah.
what? Yeah.
I don't wear jerseys. I'm 30 plus.
Yeah.
I do.
Good for you, man. There's a lot of stuff that you do that I don't, Jay-Z.
Yeah, is that where we want to start? Is that really where we want to start?
All right. I don't have any Basquiats in my house either, my friend.
I've also never kissed Beyonce on the mouth.
Never. Cheeks.
Cheeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them.
And I kissed her hand one time outside of Texaco in Wyoming.
She's kissed me on the mouth, but that's what woke me up.
You
I was
never
asleep.
Kissed. You were involved. You didn't kiss back, and it was a big thing.
No.
Out of respect for Jay.
Hard lips. I gave her hard lips.
Pursed.
Pursed.
I owe money on my taxes lips.
Oh boy. What are we doing here again? Oh yeah, we're fantasy drafting. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram. Sean's I'm trying to combine relaxation and Sean.
Ooh, I was trying to combine Sean and Maranzio Vance.
Oh, Maranzio Vance. Maranzio Vance is Comedy Central presents.
Maranzio Vance.
I don't know who that is.
What happened to Maranzio Vance?
He's still out there.
He does stand
up. Good for him.
You never met Maranzio Vance? He's a stand up.
Maranzio?
Maranzio.
You keep saying it. It's not going to change it.
Sounds dope every time, though. Maranzio.
Maranzio. It sounds like another phrase that my dad grew up with in Brooklyn.
Yeah, what was it?
Monzel.
Have we not talked about this on here? A Monzel.
No. Did we not talk about it?
Oh my God. So when Sean was here, Sean David and I were hanging out safely. And
safely with 30 white claws at my feet.
30 white claws. enough to honestly to disinfect anything, if we're being honest.
Clean boys.
Clean boys. And we've all been tested since then, so thank you for your concern. We were all hanging out, and for some reason, I don't even remember what brought it up, but I remembered that my dad, when I was a kid, brought up when you smack someone so hard and it left a handprint, it was called a Monzel. And I brought that up amongst company as though that were a thing like, yeah, you know, a Monzel.
You said something like you gave a Monzel, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
And then you called Ivan. The best part was when you put him on speak, and you're like, Dad, you remember... Where did Monzel come from? And he goes, well, I don't know where it came from. You just knew you didn't want one.
Yeah, that's
that was the fucking most hilarious thing.
So he got into it. I Googled it. He Googled it. We could not, for the life of us, figure out where the term Monzel comes from. But I have to assume there was either some dude in Coney Island named Monzel who was slapping people.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah. It was like, it was old Maranzio Monzel.
Maranzio Monzel, dude. Half Sicilian, just slapping people on the stomach.
Half Sicilian, the other half, big Sicilian.
Big Sicilian.
Half Sicilian worth a million, you know what I'm talking about?
he was so intrigued by the conversation that we talked about it again 2 weeks later, I think.
Yep.
He brought it up. Yeah, I still haven't figured out that Monzel thing.
Hell yeah.
I know there's East Coasters, so if any of you in New York who are from New York, or I don't know, Philadelphia seems like a place that might have Monzels.
Well, maybe it's something from down under.
Down under.
Down under.
Did I tell you I heard a person from New Zealand say knickknacks the other day?
Oh boy.
Yeah, you did.
What did that sound like?
Me out. Knickknacks. Knickknacks. Knickknacks.
Knickknack
Pittywick. Knickknack
Pittywick.
It was great. It was great. What it made my day.
Man, I tweeted this joke, and like I am gonna start going through a lot of my tweets on this podcast.
Do it. That's
new is a new 1 hour long. We've been trying to slim it down so we could build it back up again. The last hour is Ian reads his old tweets.
We were cutting so we could bulk.
We made weight. Now it's time for the match.
Whey protein.
Yeah, it's all whey protein from here to January.
I walked around Grocery Outlet the other day with two of those giant things of whey protein. Just to see if anybody would look at me weird, I was laughing so hard.
Are you on the whey protein now? Are you on some subs?
God, no. I just think it's funny to like those two of those things. You don't need two of those things. You don't need one.
He's on the cream and the clear.
Oh, yeah, no. You're going clear. You're getting buff going clear.
Oh, I went clear. Leah Remini got me clear, man. Don't even start to trip.
I get it.
What about these old tweets now?
Oh, I tweeted, because, you know, New Zealand up until recently had no new cases of, COVID, and it's amazing. So I tweeted, like,
did you mail him one?
I mailed him an envelope just covered in COVID. I was like free. I don't know. I don't even know what New Zealand is like. But so first of all,
kiwis,
free kiwis inside. First of all, I love New Zealand.
So do I.
Every kiwi I've ever met in my life. I think it's beautiful. I admire so much how they handled all this and how they handle a lot of stuff. They seem cool. But I tweeted like so. All of us here in America, like we're halfway disappointed in our government's response to COVID, and halfway like, oh, fuck off, New Zealand. You know what I mean? Because they're like, you know, if not really, but you're like, ah, oh, God, no cases. They're all out at fucking sports and eating at markets or whatever. And like Jemaine Clement retweeted it and like totally got the joke. Like totally got the joke, retweeted it. He was like, we know, we know. And then like a bunch of Kiwis got mad at me on Twitter.
Wait, I don't know if they're like, actually called Kiwis, guys. That might be a that might not be a good term. I think I read it on a bathroom wall. I don't know where I got it.
Well, there's usually a lot of good wisdom on that.
Ian Carmel was on Twitter. Pissed us right off on Twitter. I cheese this sweet if. Twitter.
A bunch of them got mad at me. A bunch of New Zealander socialists got mad at me for my joke. And it was just, I was just like, oh, come on. I can't, you guys.
Oh, you guys are killing it. You're doing great. You're doing great.
You guys won.
If I say anything like that, it's because South Dakota is having a motorcycle rally right now. So, yeah. You know, eggs on my face.
All our love to New Zealand. Sorry for what you had to go through with me telling that joke.
Yeah. I'm more of a motorboat rally kind of guy.
Hell yeah.
Bet you are, Panama Red.
They had those ones up in Washington, those like jet boats. Yeah. You remember that shit?
Yeah. I've seen them. They're very dangerous.
Yeah. They always flip.
Yeah. It's like wild hydroplanes. It's like wildly dangerous.
Now, David Boy is also here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Not going to a spa this weekend, but kind of always had a spa on his mind.
I'm relaxing. I'm maxing. I'm cooling out, shooting out cool. Couple of guys, they were up to no good. You know me.
Yeah.
You invited him in?
Oh, yeah.
I do know you. You invited him in.
And then next thing you know, first class. Yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. This is what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be all right.
You know the hidden verse? I don't know it.
Yeah, of course I know the hidden verse, bro.
Good job. All right.
Did you ever think I didn't?
Theme song, if you want to.
Do you know the whole? I can't do this all on my own.
I know that I'm no Superman. Ooh, I'm no Superman.
Now I am mad for real.
Then Friday Night Lights, pissed, we have to conjure Shane to do that one, but it's just explosions in the sky. Shane entering the shower and Shane exiting the shower music.
Just the air rich with body lotion or body wash that I bought.
Oh, he was.
It was like a cloud, like Zool coming out of the fridge.
Shane's a body wash pirate from way back, dude.
Of the Cleveland body washes.
Oh, man. Shout out to all the body wash pirates out there holding it down.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, bro. You're going to get through. Because you're never in like a good space if you're stealing your roommate's body wash.
No.
I've had times where I ran out of body wash and I like jacked some hand soap.
Oh, dude.
Which is a wild move.
Rough on my skin.
You ever had your armpit smell like vanilla?
No. Well, yeah.
Only for ice cream reasons.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I've been to a strip club, so I have.
We keep that for the bedroom.
I once, when we were in London, like the first time we went to London, and I ended up, like, I was there for like 3 weeks in a row or something, maybe 2 weeks in a row. I did, like, we didn't have access to laundry. You would have to, like, go to a laundromat. And I just timed it all wrong, and I was beat. I was tired. So I washed underwear with the soap they give you in the shower in my sink. And I'm like, sure, this will do it. It did not.
No. And then you like hang it out to dry thinking you've like hacked the system.
I thought I beat the whole system. I thought I was never going to see Tide again in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it is? It's a rudimentary understanding of hacking.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And of hygiene.
Yeah. That's the real problem.
Yeah. They need to meet in the middle. They need to lock.
My name is Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel on Twitter. Ian Carmel on Instagram. Ian Carmel on Jewish Wash app, which is you can
Jew-wash.
People will come up and Jewash.
Jewash your ass.
People come pick up your laundry and do it.
It doesn't for a small fee. Yeah, I can't say it.
What, Jewash your ass?
It sounds. Sounds bad if I say it. I can't do that.
You can say it. Say it.
Oh, you're saying it different than me, Sean.
Like for the comment. No, I know. You're doing it like Jew wash your ass.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't.
Is this because of the intro? Just say it,
Sean. It's because he's hiding.
Say it. Say it one time.
Did you wash your ass?
There we go.
Yump toot. Little Jeff Fox with a joke in there.
Now, we are gathered here today not only to wash our asses, but also to fantasy draft spokespeople. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun topic. I've got some picks on the way home. Full disclosure, I'm going to have to Google a couple during this.
That's fine.
I'll lay it all on the table.
I figured. I was wondering. Yeah, of course. Of course you are. That's fine.
You know me.
Only have famous spokespeople. So there we go.
I run there the gamut.
Go. All right. I got a couple. 9 inches. Never gets old. Never gets old.
I love it. You know what? I'm not even going to ask it. Let's wait. Let's let the fucking draft sort it out.
What was the question?
No.
All right.
Okay.
I might know what it is.
Mascots.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, some brands have like perhaps, or like a cartoon mascot. Is that a spokesperson?
Oh, I think so. I think 100%.
That one is?
Yeah.
It's in play?
100%.
Oh, okay. I don't even have to Google anything.
Thanks for putting him in play.
I just, the shill. Whoever's selling the product. You know what I mean? That's drafting shill.
You just sounded like Biz Markie on accident for a second, but did you catch that? You just like scratched a little bit. That was great.
What do you mean?
You did something with your voice that I don't think you were trying to do, but it sounded like a Biz Markie or something.
I can't do it. I can't be.
You used to be able to do the Fat Boys beatbox.
Oh man.
Oh, it hurts. It really.
You can still beatbox though. Beatbox. When was the last time you did it?
No.
Guys, that was Ian. That wasn't David.
That was not me.
That was Ian.
I will not be a white comedian beatboxing on a podcast. I will beatbox for any of you privately.
I will not. I said.
Oh, that one got me right here. Oh, God bless you. I love it.
Oh. Now, the way we determine the order of today's draft of spokespeople or spokes whatever is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the two of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Bass.
Yuck.
It's your week.
Listen. Happens to the best of us, you know what I mean?
I can't hear you, David.
Happens to the best of us.
Can't hear you anymore.
I'm gonna cry in the car.
Yeah, dude.
What car? Fucking loser.
I'm gonna go pick him up and we're gonna cry.
That's what we do when you're not here. We just drive around crying.
I'm the only one without a car.
Sometimes we end up at Subway, sometimes we don't.
Marissa, you got a car?
No, I don't even know how to drive. I figured I should probably learn in quarantine.
Whoa.
Because you are from a city with a world-class public transportation system.
That is true, yeah.
You're from Sioux Falls. I didn't know that. I thought you were Canadian.
That's right.
Sioux Falls has a dude named Ryan on a rickshaw.
No, they don't.
And you got to pay him in turnips.
As long as I've lived, I've always known the word turnip, but not. I could never pick one out of a lineup. Never, I don't know what a turnip is.
No idea what it looks like. I thought it was a radish.
I think it's too.
It's what Mario throws, isn't it? In Mario 2? Don't they rip those out of the ground? Aren't those turnips?
Are those radishes?
Also, I found out it was Duff McKeegan, by the way.
Oh, sure. They were quick to let us know that on Twitter.
He's a bassist and not a drummer. And third, I don't give a flying fuck. So there's that. There's the third one. There's the third one of those things.
You have a little vinegar to go with that song?
I was close enough where people were like, hey. This is how you say Duff's last name. I'm like, I knew most of it. Let me be. Yeah, you know?
I like this Sean, man. The Crip Sean. We saw a little bit of that sea salt. You know what I'm talking about? I love it. Turn up the heat.
The Crip Sean.
How are you supposed to know how to say a fucking, like, one of the fifth most important guy in Guns N' Roses' name? Like, come on.
There's a goddamn pandemic on. Fucking maniacs in the White House. Chill out about last name pronunciation. Don't make me talk about the goings on and whatnot, because I call it a little something different than the loony bin.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now. It's got a hard Z in it. You know that. You know that about me. You know what I call it. Don't fucking play over here. I call it the mezzanine.
No, I I dropped out of school because of recess, dude. You think I play? I'm not out here playing.
What is that from? That did you come up with that?
No, I know I didn't. It's gotta be from a rap song somewhere.
It's great. I loved it. I loved it. Either way,
this is fun. I might have to come in hot every time. This is fun.
Yeah,
we
I like
were talking
it.
To. We had the Zoom call with Laura's parents, and I was oh, trying yeah. to get her dad to crack up because, like, it just is a great feeling. And they said something. I was telling them how Laura got pissed one time. We were on a trip and we saw a deer. Have I ever told you this? We're on a trip.
No.
It's like 6 a.m. We were at the Quinault National Forest. We got up early to go find marmots, which we did find, by the way. It was like 6 a.m. There was a deer crossing the road. And so we stopped and looked at the deer. The sun was coming up and then someone behind us honked. And then she was out of nowhere. She's like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, I've never heard her do that. I was just like, oh, yeah. Get him. And I was like, I'll get out of the car right now. You want to get out? You want to get out of the car? What are we doing? And she's like, no, but what the? And then there was a park ranger that had to get to work. So they were trying to get the deer out of the road. That's all that happened.
Oh,
anyway, told her parents that story. And they're like, oh, you've seen the dark side of Laura. And I was like, I like every side of her dice. And that was something I made up that I don't think I've ever heard. So
all 6 numbers. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I like every side of her dice. Anyway, it's a long walk, and you know, I felt like I got you there, but
no, I liked it. I liked it. I like it when you invent stuff because you're my friend.
Yeah, and it's not going to compare at all to that 40-mile hike you've decided to take.
No,
Adam decided for me, man. I don't have it. When a friend asks something of you and they want to chill, and they, you know, it's beyond me to say no. So,
hey, Sean, can I have $50?
Yeah,
I just wanted to try it out.
Anytime for the rest of your life, if you ever need $50,
I would also like the $50. So.
Yeah. When are you, dude?
Marissa,
you're
moving. Want $50?
I'll take 50.
Yeah,
all right. Nice. This is easy.
Yeah, this rules.
All you had to do was ask this whole time. Oh, you want $50?
Let's pull our $50. Go ride some go karts or something.
Yeah, 150, dude. That's a day.
Shane doesn't ask, but he doesn't not let me pay for the lift every time. So he might as well just be like, "Yeah, give me $50." So neither
we
here
had
nor
a similar
there.
Situation, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast regarding my body wash, actually.
He didn't say, can I have $50, but he scrubbed $50 of body wash on him.
Yeah, I bet he used 50 pumps out the bottle. At least 50 yeah. pumps. He's got a big body.
That's what it takes, man.
I bet you he's 3 pumps a shower, minimum.
You got to wash an Oldsmobile, you're going to use a lot of turtle wax.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get Shane out there watching Ray Donovan for 12 hours, that's a lot of dirt you got to scrub off your skin, man. He's the one person who rides for Ray Donovan. I've never heard anyone else.
Shameless. He's the only dude who's like, we've all seen a few episodes of Shameless.
Yeah,
seen Shameless. He's seen everything. He knows he has opinions on what happened in like season 8 and shit. Characters we never met.
I don't think I've ever seen Shameless.
If you have any questions about it, you can talk to Shane.
Yeah, I mean I'll text him.
Now, Sean, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, we'll remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
Let's say the Portland Trailblazers are dribbling from one end to the court, or one end of the court to the other, and Dame airs out one of those threes that he's been known to do. Misses it just by a whisper, just misses mm-hmm. it by like an apple butter whisper, misses. Mm. And then Nurk snags the board, because that's what he does. Kicks it out to CJ, makes it.
Big Nurk.
And then the Nets get the ball. They do whatever the fuck clown stuff they're doing on the other end. Bop it around a few times. Kick it. Maybe it goes out of bounds. Maybe it doesn't. And then one
drool
of the Blazers
on it. Try
it.
To eat it. Try to use it to call someone. Yeah.
I love that bit, though.
Try to use it to call Hello? Someone. And then one of Portland's own Trailblazers grabs it and says, give me that fucking thing. And then they take it down to the end of the court. The Nets are still down there trying to start fire. They don't know what's going on. And then... one of the Nets comes down and grabs Dame's shoe, so he trips and falls and accidentally misses a layup that he easily would have made. Then Nurk just snags a board again, kicks it out to CJ. CJ comes and dunks it just because that's what they're doing. And then some mm-hmm. of the Nets accidentally this time dribble it down to the other end. They were trying to find ice cream on the court.
Well, they think something's inside of it, so they're trying to crack it open.
Yes. Yeah, they're trying to get the files. They're trying to get the NBA out of the ball. And then they're trying to look for the fouls. They don't see where all the fouls are. And the refs repeatedly tell them that you can't see a foul. You can commit a foul, and they just that takes them a while. So then they start scratching each other's heads at one end of the court. They kind of kick around for a while. Then the Blazers take it back down and play what's called actual basketball. And
there it
kind of goes that way until the Nets leave the bubble after this game because they're done. They're kicked out. Yeah,
I mean they're already in the playoffs on the East. But yeah. Jaffield. Basically, what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Sean,
Well, they try to eat it, is what they do.
Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's fantasy draft be?
There's not really a lot of options.
There's not. David, you're first. I will be second. Ian, you'll be third.
Hot corner. I'll take it.
Frozone.
Is that what we're calling the first pick?
I don't know. I'm just trying it. I'm trying it out for today.
That's
did you like
dude.
It? Did you like it? Okay, cool.
I don't know. You better go upstairs and wash your ass, buddy. You need a better catchphrase than that, my friend.
I feel like you walked around the house to give me that when you could have tossed it across the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I liked it still because I love you and your catchphrase.
I got your kitchen swinging. How about that? How about I steal one of yours?
I like that one too, man. I celebrate everything you do, dog.
We love you.
Also, the things I do that I've taught you, I celebrate those too.
Absolutely.
I feel like since I was shaking at the beginning of the episode that we're coddling me. And I'm not going to say
Is that what you think, you fucking idiot?
You fucking dingbat?
I was an active crip.
You dizzy trick? I don't know if that was a crazy thing.
Bring the trick back.
I don't think I'm gonna. I don't.
Well, no, but like, all right. Well,
I do
right.
not think I'm the guy to bring trick back.
That does not fall upon any of our, if any women out there want to start calling men tricks, that would be great.
Well, in the life, they do. Okay, this is weird. This is not where I want to,
All right, go.
I'm first.
Well, before we get to your first pick, we just got to take a short break.
Okay.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast in the universe with our satellites in the air just for this, just so you can download it. We have them sent up in Bolivia.
Yeah.
Never
using
been.
Bolivia's Space Force, but just to be clear.
Well, you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there to Bolivia.
Never
to send
been.
Up.
We did a lot of it over Skype and
I don't want to know. Bolivia. What's Bolivia?
I just want to speak very foreign interests, if anybody
is that
asks.
A kind of pie filling? What is Bolivia?
It's a country, I guess.
Bolivia.
I don't know.
Bolivia cream pie?
I think it's a facial.
Delicious.
I think it's a face wash. Like
Bolivia Newton John?
An astringent. Bolivia Newton John. Nobody's Bolivia ever Newton called John. It that ever. That's, you're the only one who's ever said that.
Whatever, Bolivia Newton John. And she's like,
she's just
I'm going to be famous.
Vicky Sheen. I wish that she did coke now, just because that would be the funniest thing. Fucking, we had a 6:30 a.m. call time over here, but fucking Bolivia Newton John just...
That would be a very funny thing to call coke. People call it white girl already and then call it like other white girl names. Call
Bolivia
it Bolivia
Wild.
Newton John.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. If I ever do coke again, which I won't, you know, watching after the ticker, but I will call it Bolivia Newton John.
If I ever see some, I'm going to be like, what are you guys doing, some Bolivia Newton John? And then I'm going to laugh and walk out of that bathroom.
Fuck yeah. If Sean ever does, I'm going to call him Bolivia Newton Sean.
Ooh, yep. That's good, too. Yeah. If my kids do it, I'm going to call them my Bolivia Newton Spawn.
Fuck yeah. There if I ever are. See Todd McFarlane do it, I'm going to call him the same. Todd McFarlane.
If Trump does it, I'm going to call him a Bolivia Newton pawn.
Fuck yeah, dude. For Russia?
Jet fuel. Can't melt steel beams.
Next Thursday, when you're listening to this, the last day of Trump's presidency, once word gets back to him.
Ooh, once they know? Once he knows about what I'm cooking up over here? Me and the curls bunch in the dojo?
You and your lobsters that you made, dude?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Went to the ocean and got seawater, too, to steam them.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Waded into the ocean and got, like,
yeah, just got some seawater.
Dog.
And then steamed them in the seawater. Yeah.
Good job.
That's pretty fucking cool.
It was an excuse to go to Malibu and just go out there, and it was so
like
pretty.
Like, I need an excuse to go to Malibu. Are you kidding me?
It was so
see
pretty.
See my friggin' ex-wife and my... And
my,
see my friggin' ex-wife and her house now.
No, I remember the split. You had to get an apartment behind Pepperdine.
That's right. Walked onto the lacrosse team. Wasn't all bad for you, boy.
No. Bad. That was a good time for you.
Still go to lunch with Jerry Bruckheimer once a week. You just don't
once a week.
Have the
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
You know?
Still on the PTA. No.
I got my life, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still hanging out with Clive Davis every now and again. Clive calls
He's ripping dicks off.
Yeah.
I got my leased Audi, you know. Clive Davis, don't get me started. David, it is time for your first pick, the first pick of the Spokespeople Fantasy Draft.
I got to go with Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
What a great campaign. Are you kidding me? It's just a guy who does dope shit? Yeah, I'm in. I've drank Dos Equis because of that guy. straight up.
Yeah, that was effective. You know, he was like at one point the most highly compensated pitch man.
Really?
Working, yeah.
It makes sense, dude. It's like the guy is nice with it.
You remember when they tried to replace him with some like young dude?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off, all right?
Yeah, sometimes I need an old soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He needed to be old. Don't give me like a 38-year-old with a salt and pepper beard.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with that? I can't look up to that.
No.
I need a
no.
distinguished guy.
I want an old dude who's an old person who's lived life. They can tell me what's up. I don't need somebody who's my age who's like, yeah, you got a nice suit, whatever.
Yeah, no, I need an old guy who can maybe hang glide, but not anymore. His knees are bad. But he used to.
I like a commercial that airs during primetime that insinuates about an old man's sex life. That's what I want.
I want to buy products from a man who's tongue kissed both Bo Derek and Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Bo Derek and Bo Jackson.
Yeah. The Bo connection. That's the three way.
Gene Simmons is the one with the mad long tongue, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the world's smartest man. Not smartest man. That's Greg Proops.
We shot a thing with Kiss at our show once, and when they're in the makeup, and it's not the makeup so much, but when they're in those big platform shoes, they're kind of scary.
Because they're so big? They're like tall guys, right? Well,
yeah. They're like 6'8 once they put those things on. They're like intimidating.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
God, man.
Yeah, I can see being freaked out of that.
Imagine getting the shit beat out of you by a 6'8 dude with a star wipe painted on his face.
God.
Oof.
I do. That's how I fall asleep every night.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the bummer?
It's the only way I can truly relax.
Nah, that's the only way I can finish. The world's most interesting man.
He really
man.
Did make me want to drink Dos Equis, though.
Yeah, a few times I didn't stick with it. I'm more of a Tecate man myself, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Everything you want him to be.
Squeeze a lime in that shit.
Yeah.
Squeeze a lime in that shit.
Squeeze a lime in that shit. Squeeze a lime. But that's my first pick.
Dos Equis guy. Right. Excellent first pick, Sean.
This is, when I think about an ad, this is my favorite, probably all-time ad campaign, are the Budweiser guys.
Oh, Bud.
The What's Up guys? And I hope it's not. Marissa, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because we've spoken about this commercial on the draft before, yeah.
If you don't know... Wait, can I not pick it?
I'm just, and like,
wasn't
nah,
it like 20
weird.
Dudes?
It was 20, no, it was like four dudes. That's not really a spokesman. That's just like four actors in a commercial.
Wasn't one of them Cedric the Entertainer?
I mean, they had an ad campaign.
But that doesn't make a spokesman, I feel like, is like a figurehead of an ad campaign. Not necessarily just someone who was in a commercial, because then that's just, basically we're taking commercials.
There has to be multiple... commercials, right?
And I think they have to be appealing to you to use the product. They never were right. Like, I don't know. So
listen, I don't care either way.
You can be. I didn't think about it until just now when David said the Dos Equis guy. I had a different first pick in mind, but I thought of that and figured I'd give it a shot. If I can't do it, that's fine. I can do my.
I don't want you to be shook.
Friggin',
I'm not sure. That's different than being shook.
I hate to be a friggin' prick here.
I mean, Clive Davis sounds like he's over there ripping your dick off, Sean.
I'm not trying to rip your dick off.
Don't bring up Clive anymore. Right. Don't do it.
Trying to have a pleasant right. evening here.
First one, then I'm gonna pick Macho Man with Slim Jim.
Yeah, there's a pitch.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was great.
It worked on Zach more than anyone I've ever seen in the world. But
that dude,
he does eat Slim Jims.
He gets most of his water from Slim Jims.
Yeah, I don't know. Those ads just rule. And Macho Man is perfect for a Slim Jim. Perfect for that ad campaign. And he did make me want to snap into a Slim Jim. That's really the only reason I've ever bought him. Otherwise, I'd always get like actual jerky.
Yeah, teriyaki.
And then when those
sticks
started coming out, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna try a Slim Jim. We'll see what this is all about. And he's not wrong.
I got to the point where I was like, they barely feel like food.
I hate how juicy they are.
They're so juicy.
I hate how juicy they are.
And you can tell like that meat, like when you eat jerky or even like a pepperoni stick, you're like, yes, this outside came from the same animal as this inside. This all makes sense together. They're different textures, but this all makes sense together. When you eat a Slim Jim, you can honestly squeeze all the stuffing out of it. And then you just have a sheath.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a joke about it.
You know what? You know what?
The beef
sheath. You know what you can do?
The beef sheath.
You squeeze all the stuffing out, put them in ravioli.
Yeah.
See? I didn't mean to go full Julia Child on you.
Ian said he would squeeze the beef out so it was a beef sheath, and then you'd fill it up with M&Ms.
Yeah, that's right. You shoot them out of people. That was one of my early stand-up jokes.
Just like a beef sheath. But yeah, Macho Man with Slim Jims, man. I think it was match made in heaven, just like tortillas and cold Alfredo sauce. Just you don't really get better.
Kill you,
boy. We were doing so good.
Fucking kill you.
We were doing so good. People, I never have seen such reactions.
I haven't either. It's hilarious.
Never
dude,
in the
it.
History of our podcast. Some people had your back in a big way, and some people were so disgusted. I feel like they either started or stopped going to church.
When was the last time you went to church?
Church?
Oh, I'm not scared.
Or like a house of worship, including
a house of worship, not church.
Oh, for synagogue, 2 years ago?
2 years ago?
Yeah, I go during the high holidays sometimes, just out of tradition.
Tradition.
But a church, I might have been 10.
I went to church last Christmas.
How was it?
Were you scared?
Did not. Yeah, I was scared. I was going to light on fire when I walked through the door.
If you're scared, go to church.
Big man's looking out. Anyway, yeah, Slim Jims. Macho Man.
Yeah. Zach, just so the listeners know, Zach, as many Slim Jims as you think he eats, 3 to 4 times that many.
He does. He does. Look at Marissa's face.
It's Marissa's too many Slim Jims.
Marissa's just like, oh.
I straight up love them, but I hate them. I hate them, but I'll eat it. But they're fucking.
I always crack into one, and it's never what I wanted it to be, and it makes my throat like burn, kinda.
Yeah,
yeah, it's immediate heartburn, and I get the big ones because the little ones don't really do it. I can't. Yeah. It's like I'm eating cichlids or something. Like, what's the point? So I get the thick ones that are like fire hoses, and then I'm like, yeah, oof. Feels like a meal. Feels like a real dinner, you know?
They used to have those super tiny ones at the HeadGum Studios.
That was the last time I had a Slim Jim.
House those, yeah.
We'd all
Slim Jim
in,
minis, remember?
Roll in like hungover on a Sunday, like, what do you guys have for lunch? We're like, we have these tiny little Slim Jims. We're just like hyenas
eight of these
attacking Mufasa.
Cool, let me drink 32 ounces of iced coffee with no ice in it, and I'll eat 16 of these Slim Jims, and then a very small packet of crackers.
And then I'm going to go breathe recycled air for the next 6 hours.
And then we'll go to Red Robin. That's the day. That was the day. Oh, man. I do miss fucking up a Red Robin with you guys. Just,
oh, my God.
Yeah. All the sauces.
Absolutely.
That's coming back.
Bring them around.
That's not going anywhere. All right. Meet you, mean, windy siege. Time for my first pick. With my first pick, I gotta do it for the dearly departed. I gotta hold it down for my man, Wilford Brimley, Mr. Diabetes himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dearly departed spokesman, not just for
the sugar,
Quaker.
But for Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats as well. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also for Quaker Oats.
The sugar and Quaker Oats.
Just put it on spin on it. Wilford Brimley had diabetes himself, so the man used the product. You can absolutely believe everything he says.
I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
That's exactly right. So he was out there riding for diabetes, and I mean that literally because he was often on a horse in those commercials.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good
I'm
guy.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and this is my horse, Brimford Wilf Brimley Wilford.
Watching the gymnastics for that was great.
I had to blink. I was Brimley Wilford.
Wilford Wimley?
Just imagine whatever teacher he had in a log cabin. Brimley, comma Wilford.
He said, "Here, madam."
Full stash and 7 years old.
Present.
Have you? When was the last time you guys watched The Firm?
Oh, I don't even.
I watched it. I just talked to you about it, didn't I? I watched it for the first time ever, like just before I came to LA. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
Wilford Brimley is a madman in that shit.
Everything's a goddamn it. Well, God damn it. I guess we'll get to fucking Nashville then, huh?
God damn it. God damn it. He's like the fixer for this law firm. And he like.
He's kind of in shape for Wilford Brimley, too. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, yeah. He's fat. He's fat in shape. He's like, but like not even that fat.
Oh, like Ice Cube?
So he's like what fat, like the way people were fat in the 70s.
Oh, that hot fat.
Hot,
barrel chested, if anything.
Barrel chested, but then like a little fatter than barrel chested, but then also in shape on top of that.
Big belly, combination. Tight as a drum.
Yeah, tight as a, well, if you hit it,
yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Like if you walked up and pinched his stomach, you'd be, your fingers would be sliding together.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But yeah, still, there's a lot there.
The thickness.
The Brooklyn Nets would try to crack it open and feast on the innards. It's like that kind of thing. What are the Blazers doing? they're up by six. You know, it's halftime, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Wilfred Brimley, multiple spokesman. And then, God damn, time for my second pick already.
As
it usually
is.
Happens after my first one. As it is, a serpentine draft.
You know how cute I always thought you were.
Moving in stereo. It's hard to sing that song and buy time for yourself. All right, fuck it. I'm going to take Tony the Tiger, dude. I got to take my man.
Shit.
That's good.
I was going to take Tony the Tiger after I found out. Yeah, that's fantastic, man.
He's great.
I see what you did there. All right.
Couple things going for him. He's wearing a bandana. He's a tiger. He doesn't need to do that for us. Nobody's going to comment on his nudity, but he's still splashing it up with a little bandana for us.
I love a bandana on an animal. I love a bandanimal.
He's a bandanimal manimal. Many of the cartoon spokesmen for a certain product, cereal, as Tony the Tiger is, Frosted Flakes, are often vexed by children or in some sort of competitive relationship with children.
100% total toxic.
like only that one of them can have the cereal or the other can't, or somebody's not supposed to have cereal. Cereal's being stolen. Yep. There's some sort of acrimonious relationship is the kindest way to describe it.
Some type of a hate crime.
There's hate crimes happening left and right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're trying to steal from that Irish immigrant. He came here... Yeah. For a better life.
Who, Tony McTiger?
No, the other guy. Sorry, I don't want to say that.
Tony McTiger. Tiny McTiger.
Tiny McTiger.
Tony the Tiger, unproblematic. Just a good guy. Just pitching his cereal, getting it out there. You want to talk about barrel chested? That guy.
Ooh.
That guy
uses those calories in the gym.
Yo, he's a tiger, but he's got the heart of a lion. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what's happening with him.
He's gonna live forever.
And they're great. You know they are. I'll fuck up a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
He was just a jock at the end of the day.
He was a jock.
He just did sports and then told he would be like, also it's the Olympics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was a jock though, but from like a mountain town outside of Denver. He was one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like big boots. The bandazzle around the neck.
Shout out to Conifer. We beat you in football every year, but you guys had heart.
Sure.
Like he lives in Golden or something.
Yeah.
He's not a schmuck. He just was born athletic. What do you want him to do? Yeah. He's a tiger.
Yeah, he's still a good man. You know what I mean?
He's not going to throw on a singlet and wrestle? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, come on. That's how he was raised.
So, Tony the Tiger. That's my second pick.
Nice.
Marissa, you look like you want to say something. Do you have some Tony the Tiger opinions?
Yeah, well, in 2016, I remember he had to tweet out asking furries to stop sending him porn, basically, because Tony the Tiger is very popular in the furry community.
Oh, is he? Because of the barrel chest.
He had to, tweet out to keep it family-friendly in his Twitter replies, which is very, very funny.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Imagine shooting your shot at Tony the Tiger on Twitter. Wow. Tony, long time, first time.
Sliding into those DMs. Some poor social media manager in General Mills, Michigan is just
it's just some kid who went to Emerson. He doesn't know what to do with that.
Oh, my God. This person painted their genitals with tiger stripes. What am I supposed to do? Oh, my God. I'm doing this for school credit. That's an amazing fact. I get it, though, man. He's a hunk.
No, he's a thick, thick, thick boy.
Definitely.
Double C's. Yeah.
So, Bilford Rimley and Tony the Tiger. Sean, time for your second pick.
George Foreman for the Foreman Grill.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have just been using one a ton because I didn't know we had one. I mean, I kind of knew, but I guess I just always forgot about it. And now that I'm like, oh, shit. So, I've been using a Foreman Grill.
Every house has one, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, there is one in every house. Also, in a pinch, just use the waffle iron.
Yeah, dude.
The waffle iron? Why would I bring my gun into the equation?
I'm just saying, if you don't have a foreman, use a waffle iron.
I don't have a waffle iron, David. I barely found out we had a foreman. Come on. Now.
Well, heat up. Get two plates really hot and squeeze them together. You know, yeah. I mean, whatever it takes.
Oh. Or get some wax knife paper hits? And iron. Get your grilled cheese going.
Yes, sir.
You ever seen someone doing knife hits? By the way, that just reminded me when you said plates.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
The first time I saw that,
I thought, seen someone? Yeah, I also went to seventh grade.
Yeah, you got
grade.
Eyes, and I could look down at my mouth and see myself doing. I remember the first time I saw someone do a knife hit, and I was just like. They're doing real drugs at this party. Someone's like, no, it's weed. And I was like, that is weed?
I don't love knife hits.
For those who don't know, a knife hit is where you get a ball of resin, which I don't know. Is resin still?
We used to do it with hash because this dude named Canada sold it to us.
Whoa.
Oh, Marissa, you know that guy?
No, that's cool though.
No?
Yeah, do you know a guy named Canada who was at the Parker Hilltop Apartments who was like 30? Selling my 18-year-old dumbass hash all the time.
Even if we don't know that dude, we know that dude.
Yeah, you know him.
You heat up butter knives on a stove and then put a ball of hash or resin in the middle, press it with the butter knives, and then smoke it with a hollowed out pen. And it looks like people are doing real drugs, even though it's only weed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If I'm ever doing a knife hit again, you call my family.
It's fucked up. Yeah, I fucked up
there,
so bad.
The only hit that's going to be happening is me hitting those knives, all right? Just say no, bud.
There's going to be two hits. The goop hitting the knife and me hitting the goop.
And then us hitting a church again.
Can you call hash goop? It's so goopy.
It's so goopy.
Hash whatever you want.
You call goop.
Basically, that's what a Foreman grill does to a burger, is it knife hits the burger for me. So then I get to eat it.
That is not the way to describe that.
Full circle, David. They call that bringing it full circle. Bring it all the way around. Oh, Laura, you want me to knife hit that beef patty for you? And just put it in the form.
Oh, you want some burgers? I'll just throw them on the knife hit. It'll take 5 minutes. Totally. I got you.
That boxer calls it a foreman, but I never made it to the championship, so I call it a knife hitter.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
George
that
Foreman
guy still rides for him, and that has done well for him, so I've heard. So, yeah, the foreman, George Foreman of the Foreman Grills.
Foreman Grill. All his kids are named George. What a thing.
Yeah, they are.
Some variation.
You have a girl named Georgina, right?
I think there's multiple George.
I think there's like a Georgette. I think there's multiple girl Georges.
My middle name is George. I'd love to have all the frank conversation with my parents about that right after this.
You better watch your back, dude. You get a Monzel.
How exactly does the hardest hitter in heavyweight boxing history factor into our family tree? That's what I want to know.
You would be surprised.
I would be delighted.
Ian George Foreman Carmel?
Guys, turns out.
I don't know how the math works, and I certainly don't know how the science works, but I'm 33% George Foreman.
And that, oh man, that's hilarious.
David, time for your second and third picks, as tis.
I mean, I feel like I'm taking a lot of heavy hitters this one. Second pick, I'm taking the Taco Bell dog.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Carlos Elizraki.
Is that Carlos Elizraki?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the voice.
Reno 911 fame? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. You know what? Really great comedians do voiceover work for campaigns.
I don't know.
That's just, it goes back to the days of Penn Jillette being the voice of Comedy Central.
It's a proud lineage. Who was it? Was it Penn Jillette in the?
It was. I think it was Penn, and then it was Kyle, and then it was me.
Wow.
So before Penn, did they not have a voice?
I think Penn started doing it when they started. I'm not 100% sure though.
I've never thought about that. There's only
nobody gave me a lesson. They just gave me a check. You know what I'm talking about?
Say that.
Get that tattooed on yourself, my friend.
I didn't show up for history class. I showed up to get some ass.
Yeah, dude.
And by ass, I mean money.
We call
it didn't
money
work that
we
well.
Call money ass now. In our little corner.
I call money ass.
At Starbucks. How much ass is it for a grande iced coffee?
I just walk into Chick-fil-A. You're like, I'm going to spend a whole lot of ass in here.
When you heard cash, ass, or gas, nobody rides for free. You were like, that's redundant. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, cash and so two kinds of money? Money twice? Ass. I don't know what you mean.
How much ass for this haircut? Before I sit in the chair, how much ass for this haircut?
Like, such a good long con to have a kid and not teach the kid. Like, tell that kid that ass means money until they're 18 and, like, just...
Oh, yeah.
Never, never let that... Never, like, tell everyone you know to tell them that. and just when they're 18 to send them to college, and then they're like, it's cost me a lot of ass for this car.
I did a stand-up joke about this, but I sincerely think it'd be really fun to not tell kids about giraffes.
Oh my god. And then just take them to the zoo on their 18th birthday?
Exactly, and be like, look. Look. Look at it. Look at God's own abomination.
Oh, that's so funny. I think about that a lot when I just think about like explorers and shit. Like, yeah, they just came to another continent and were like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, it had to be so fucking.
Hold up. That dog has a pouch in its stomach. This land is cursed.
That fish is fucking gigantic. And its tail's weird. What is that?
Yeah.
What
it's
the
insane.
Fuck is that?
Like, joking aside, this is a serious podcast. Really think about that. How fucking crazy is that? To think, like, you're the first person that saw, like, a baboon or something. Or a giraffe. The first person that saw a giraffe and you had to tell everybody, like, listen, I know you're used to cats or whatever, but there is this thing over there that is like 50,000 cats. It'd
I'd be
like,
crazy. Listen, we know you're drunk.
Yeah. There's no way that's real. I'm sorry to set up a lemonade stand on David's corner here, but seeing a moose for the first time?
Oh.
Taking that in?
Oh, dude. I would leave that country.
It's out.
We can't go. It's taken. Occupied.
There's people
okay.
There.
There's people here. I saw this thing in the woods. Yeah, man. I don't think they're gonna give it up without a fight.
No way.
We gotta get out of here.
The people are easy to get rid of. It's the
don't tell me to bring a gun. Don't fucking tell me to bring a gun.
Did
when
you
haven't seen
it?
A moose?
That thing will eat my fucking gun, John
you
Smith.
You bring a fucking gun, you prick.
Yeah,
like,
what
I didn't
the
think
fuck
of
are
that.
You talking about?
Like I didn't
You're
fucking
my
think
dick
of that.
Off? You don't think I, yeah. You don't think
Clive
I
Davis
only
is
have
great,
a musket.
Great, great, great grandfather, you know?
I only have a musket.
John Davis? Fuck you, man. Rip my
Colonel
dick
John
off.
Davis is over here ripping my dick off.
Ripping my fucking dick off. Tell me to bring a musket. Fuck you.
Oh, man. Fuck that guy. I'm going back. I'm telling the king.
Fuck you. This thing's like four horses with swords on top of it, man. Chill. I'm a musket.
Oh, man.
Fucking
four horses
prick.
With swords on top.
Friggin' prick.
Oh, man.
That Taco Bell dog did work, though. I did
Yo,
want Taco
he
Bell.
He got it done. He got it done.
Taco Bell.
He got it
Listen,
done.
I mean, it's not hard to sell me Taco Bell, but, you know.
Yeah.
He did it. Those felt very 90s, too. They felt very, like, I mean, it's because it was the 90s, but they also felt, like, very stylistically, like.
Oh, well,
like
you're going to love my next pick.
Oh,
man.
Here we go.
I doubt it.
My next pick,
Dork.
Fabio from I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Fuck! Oh,
yeah, baby.
What a ridiculous. He was at a Fred Meyer here like a couple years ago in Portland doing a signing for some shit.
I'll tell you what it was, buying shirts.
He's it. I'm not thrilled about the hair. He's a good looking dude, otherwise. The hair.
Oh,
I'd rather...
you're really fucking. Inventing the wheel there with that one, Sean.
Give me. Well, people think he looks corny. He's
no, they
gorgeous.
Don't. He was a model. He was a supermodel. He was a male supermodel.
He was doing right. like those Harlequin romance. He was a Harlequin romance cover model.
Yeah. Those porno novels.
Yeah, that they would be called like the stable boys, the stable boys firmth or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of like a lot of stuff was manhood throbbing and whatnot. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. A passionate evening in the Casbah, and it'd be him dressed like Aladdin.
You got her. That was the goal. You got Marissa.
The Aladdin Fabio reboot? I'm with it.
I'm fully in.
I'm with it.
Fully into that. Let's run it back. The Will Smith one was great. Time to put Fabio in there.
Time to let him shine.
Yeah. Yeah, that
and
was.
And also when he came out with the spray commercial, oh, so funny. I can't believe it's not butter. Spray. Oh, come
spray.
On.
Spray.
The question that was pinging around the brains of everyone in America was, is he eating it or is he lubing up that body with it? Because he is glistening, you know?
I think that's a baked in that you can only get from artificial oil spread.
Absolutely.
I think
he
caked
wasn't
it
lubing
on
up the body. There was a body luber on set.
Absolutely.
Oh, Fabio lube his own body. I was
yeah,
a body
my cousin
luber.
Lubed up Fabio for like, you know, 6 years.
Yeah, it's a good job.
Yeah, works for Fenty now, actually.
Six figures.
Yeah, works for Savage Fenty. That's how he got his foot in the door. A lot of people surprised. A lot of people surprised. Yeah, Fabio. Yeah.
Fabio.
I can't believe it's not Bother.
I can't believe it.
Oh, can't believe God. It's not Bother.
Sean, time for, so far you've picked two very violent men. Will you pick a third?
Bart Simpson for Butterfinger.
Oh.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Nobody better lay a Crispity, finger from, on my yeah. Butterfinger.
Oh, that's great.
Really the only skateboarder I could ever, I could like work in. So I'm, oh.
The
I'm happy about
on
that.
The crunch on those commercials made Butterfinger sound so delicious. Like, you remember the way the crunch sounded?
Oh, yeah.
Did you
yeah.
watch any of these commercials?
Yeah, I did. Butterfingers are so good. I haven't had a whole candy bar, and I don't know when. Butterfingers are so good.
They get stuck in my teeth, though.
That's Me too, the thing they're... about the Butterfinger is, like, listen, the crispity crunchity, that's all good for a commercial. The reality of it is it makes your teeth yeah. flat.
On the streets?
On the streets?
On the streets?
What's really happening out here?
Out here?
It's just out here? It
Fingers
cakes
on the
over
points?
Your teeth. It cakes them over. You could play hockey on your teeth.
You don't connect your teeth on a Butterfinger. You don't. You like keep your molars a bit apart and kind of massage the Butterfinger so it doesn't get up into your teeth. You don't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't connect your teeth. I don't. I'm just thinking this for the first time. When I'm eating a candy bar, I don't really connect my teeth like I would if I was eating like a burger or something, because I don't want stuff to get mashed into my teeth. So I like kind of like. You know, like you just did Molly or something. You do that with your jaw, and that's kind of how I eat a Butterfinger.
I don't know what you mean. I can't really. Yeah, what are you even talking about? So, like,
I love you, but that I don't even.
What is Molly? Who is that? Is that your other pick? What does she sell?
Fucking good time for a couple hours.
I don't even know if it is.
A little bad time for.
It's a hot time
for wait.
It's a very warm. Physically time.
It's a wet time.
It's a wet time.
It's a wet, wet time.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I feel like my shorts are see-through when yeah. I'm on Molly. Everything's sweating.
Maybe I peed myself. Maybe I peed myself.
It feels like I just got out of a fucking pool. But really, I'm in Silnutzer's backyard.
Yeah, you are.
Fucking hey.
Yeah, Bart Simpson for Butterfinger,
was that
man.
Too specific?
No, you killed. That was
I
know exactly.
I don't
exactly.
know anybody with that name.
Yep.
Homer got
yeah,
the some
Bart
of
Simpson
those too.
Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he laid some fingers on him.
Yeah.
That's when he wasn't giving fucking Bart the biggest Monzel in cartoon history.
He'll yeah, he beat his son.
Yeah, he did.
Wildly choking him till his eyes popped out.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of people. You know what'd be funny is if they did like an has anyone ever done this like an exposé in a cartoon? Like if they interviewed I know they've done like mocky.
Yeah, the
like,
Simpsons did it.
They did do it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, behind That's the music. Awesome. It's
pretty
a great
early.
Episode.
It's great.
I've never seen yeah. that. Oh, maybe I'll watch that.
I'm going to watch that. Sounds yeah, great. After this is over.
Ooh, I might watch it too.
Yeah, let's all watch it.
After I watch The Blazer.
The Blas.
Possibly close this out. Time for my third pick and then my fourth pick. With my third pick, I'm going to take someone. I never actually saw these commercials. Until they had a second life on YouTube. And then I enjoy them so much that I have to take it.
Oh.
A famed actor, director,
Damn it.
Legend of the screen.
I thought I could get it. Damn it.
I'm taking Orson Welles
yeah.
for Paul Masson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. California. The grapes.
You have to watch the extended cut of that commercial. I know we've all seen it, but for anyone out there, it's so nuts that
it's
that commercial.
Hilarious.
It's like 20 minutes or some shit.
It's so
and he just gets shit faced. Like, towards the end of it, he's just like dumping wine everywhere.
He's so fucking hammered. He's
Northern
so
California.
Read me my lines, I don't read my own lines. Doesn't he say something like that? Like, read me my lines, I don't read my own
At
lines.
At this point, it blends in with the Adomian bit.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
James Adomian is just such a killer. It's exactly the same. That's the thing. He doesn't.
It's like a violin played by Stradivarius. The Chablis. Never in my life. The poem is on.
He like falls asleep.
It took Beethoven 4 years to write that symphony. Some things can't be rushed. Good music and good wine. Paul Masson's Emerald Dry, delicious, right? Right, right. Parmesan wines taste so good because of such care. What Parmesan himself said nearly a century ago is true today. We will sell new wine before it's time.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, it's perfect. I mean,
if you guys haven't watched it, you got to go watch it now. That shit
is so funny.
Oh, it's funny.
It's a wine, right? Paul, what is it? Parmesan. Parmesan. I've never, I don't know. I'm a 40 guy, David. You know, I'm an idea man.
Yeah, rappers rap about it too.
Also, I feel like you could get a 40 of Parmesan. I don't think it was a.
they got Magnums.
I don't know if it was top shelf wine.
Yeah, it's like Arbor Mist.
Now, this next one. You'll have to tell me if this is okay, because I earnestly don't know, and feel free to give me the old no can do if not. It's a voice,
no can do.
But it's such an iconic voice.
Yeah,
that's
I have
so
a couple.
Okay, cool. So you never see the guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sam Elliott for Beef.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Beef. I completely thought voices counted.
What for
yeah.
David?
Yeah, that yeah.
Is that cool?
All right.
Yeah, I like Beef.
All right, cool.
Beef.
I always felt like it was Sam Elliott.
Yeah, I like Beef, so yeah. It counts.
Yeah. I always felt like it was Sam Elliott directly selling me that beef. So it was like, I was never like, who's this fucking yahoo got behind a microphone?
Oh, yeah, no, he was saying it to me.
Yeah.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yep.
Beef Wellingtons, beef medallions, shanks. Beef bourguignon.
Steaks,
shanks, cuts, chops.
This is a kill. That's a kill.
Can you say, how about a nice round chuck?
How about a night? Wow, shit. Am I losing my Sam Elliott?
No.
No, you're just cutting your head a little bit.
How about a nice round chuck? How about a nice
like
round?
You said, how about a nice round suck?
How about a nice round suck? Round
yes,
beef.
Sam, here's $10 American. I'd like one in the back seat of my car, please.
Sometimes my Sam Elliott turns into a Johnny Cash, and then I'm just out to sea.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. It
beef,
happens.
It's what's for dinner. And I heard, as it were, some beef. Yeah,
Sam Elliott for Beef. I just think the guy's all aces. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Portland, Oregon zone. Went to David Douglas High School. Grew up in Sacramento.
But went to Portland, Oregon's own David Douglas High School, where St. Sue Carmel also matriculated.
So sick.
So there it is. Sam Elliott for Beef. Sean, time for your fourth pick.
I'm going to go with a voice, too. I'm going to do John Hamm for Mercedes.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your friend John Hamm. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's my guy.
Are you talking about your friend John Hamm or your friend Ham John?
That's my main Ham. Ham John.
No, my friend is Ham John.
Okay. I knew there was a Ham John.
Yeah, I got a Ham John.
There's quite a few Ham Johns.
I saw a couple pictures of that guy. They should call him Ham John.
John. I'm also friends with Ham John Il, which is North Korea's premier pork salesman.
Oh, man. I thought he was a battle rapper, but...
Sick hand jobs. Sick ham jobs. Ham John Il.
Ham jobs.
Ham jobs. Yeah, man. He makes... not like they needed to be sexier, but he just makes him sound so sexy. He's just got such an amazing voice, that guy. And, you know, by the way, if you're standing next to him, which I have a few times, perfect. He's perfect.
You almost forget they made airplanes for the Nazis. You know what I mean? That's how sexy the guy's voice is.
I don't.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, they all did. BMWs, Mercedes. They were German companies. What were they going to do? Not make airplanes for the Nazis? You know what I mean?
Hey, I didn't.
I didn't. No. Well, that's true.
Me and Ham. Right there.
It's pretty glary. I can see you, though, and that's my favorite part of the picture.
Yeah, I just, I like that voice. I did want to work a voice into the draft today, so I'm glad I got to work a voice in. Yeah.
It's pretty meta, because he's a pitch man in Mad Men. That's what everyone knows him from. And then he becomes, like, the voice, kind of Mad Men-ing you these cars.
Buying a Mercedes.
It's car salesman inception.
Is it Mercedes or Lexus? It's Mercedes, right?
I think it's Mercedes. You're not buying
Mercedes,
a car.
Yeah.
You're not buying a car. You're buying freedom.
Ooh.
You're buying adventure.
Ooh.
Do you remember that episode of Mad Men when it's like last episode of season 2 or something?
Yeah.
He does like that crazy pitch and like I cried at Mad Men. Mad Men did not make you cry.
Isn't it for like a Kodak carousel too?
Isn't it something crazy like that? Yeah, it's fucking, it's just
absurd. For sixlets? He's selling sixlets, dude. We're bringing up, we're the Big Sixlets podcast now.
Big Sixlets Mafia.
Big Six.
Sixlets. They never had me. I never. Even as a kid, kids love candy. And even then I was like, nah, these are bullshit.
You didn't gingerly chew them between two not compressed molars?
Yeah, I don't even.
I didn't knife hit him. No, I didn't knife hit those.
You didn't roll them around like a sea otter checking to see you. I don't know. I lost that one. I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit I lost that one.
That was my fourth, right?
Yeah, your fourth. David, time for your fourth and a final pick.
My fourth pick? So she was the spokeswoman for this thing, but not for very long, but she was like the main person. I'm taking Dr. Ruth for Herbal Essences.
Yeah, oh, she was.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
She's the Bobby Wash. I love how dirty that commercial is.
Damn, yeah, dude. I had completely forgotten about that commercial until just now. People were really having gases in the shower.
Yeah, they were having gases in the shower, and then they would come to and be all fucking disoriented.
Come dry.
Excuse me.
That was the whole Herbal Essence thing for a while, like, use this, you'll bust a nut in the shower. Yeah. I watched
a bunch of their commercials, so sexual. But the Dr. Ruth one, yeah, she comes to in the shower, like looking around, and then Dr. Ruth's like, try the body wash.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
You'd be watching Friends, and then the commercial would just be a bunch of ladies busting lady nuts washing their hair.
Good on them.
Yeah, God damn it.
I also love Dr. Ruth. Watch that documentary on Hulu if you have not.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. I think it's called Ask Dr. Ruth. She's fantastic. She's just delightful.
Was she a sex doctor, like Dr.
Drew? She had a TV show. I don't know if it's still on, but she had a TV show where people would call in. She really did a lot for just like normalizing sex in America.
And masturbation. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and masturbation and just like encouraging people to speak about it and talk about it and have a dialogue. Dr. Ruth is great. Herbal Essences. Thrice the Bobby was. I love it.
Will you give me one real good one? We'll be quiet for like a second, and then you do it. Do the try the body wash.
Okay. You should try the body wash.
A great Jew, Dr. Ruth. One of the great Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, her story's great. God, her story's great. You got to watch it. You just watch the movie.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I know a great Jew. His name's Ian.
Oh my God.
His name's Ian Carmel.
Is this happening? Oh my God, guys.
He's right there.
I love it's happening. You.
Yeah, he's moving soon. And I'm very happy for him.
This is the last AFE that we'll be recording in the Fortress of Solitudes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Is it like for real? Like you're going this weekend and
Saturday.
And you're out?
Yeah, I'm out on Saturday.
Crazy.
I mean, I'll break in and record episodes every now and then, actually, probably.
So Zach's going to have parties just like the whole time you're gone?
He's gonna turn the whole house into a bong, dude.
And then break that in the fridge somehow.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play like a song or something when you leave? It's like Vitamin C or something?
You gotta play a Freeway song. Goodbye. Bone Crusher.
Freeway. Yes.
Go out in the yard and say everything you wanted to say this whole for the last 7 years. Just go out in the yard with your shirt on. And just do school ties and just play some gnarly, like gnarly trap music.
Cowards! I might, dude. I might lay it all out on Rockland Avenue. Dude. I can say that now too. It's on Rockland Avenue. If anyone ever Fortress of Solitudes, 1421 Rock Glen Avenue, Glendale, California, 91205.
Yo, seriously. The new owners are going to hate it. They're going to be like, why do these people bring bottles of Cutty Sark to my house?
Just decorate the place with Cutty Sark. That's the crib.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I realized that, yeah, we obviously could never say the address.
You won't be able to find your boy there anymore. And all my, by the way, official change of address in with the government. So don't even try to scam me. I'll scam
don't
you back.
Try. Don't even
scam
try.
Me back.
Don't even God, try.
That's tight.
How long is Zach living there until?
He's moving out this weekend, too. It's going to be, I think, pretty much empty after this.
Oh, end of an era.
At least he told me is because the internet's going to be off as of Sunday. So. And hopefully he's out.
Part of me feels like Zach doesn't even need the internet.
Nah, he is the internet.
Yeah, he's like Lawnmower Man. It's just in there somewhere.
Yeah. Time for your final pick, David.
Final pick. I have to give it up to a San Francisco legend. I'm talking about Diane Amos, the Pine Sol Lady. I have met her multiple times. She is fantastic.
I don't remember her.
I have no idea.
You will if you Google Pine Sol Lady. She gave my roommate a bunch of Pine Sol coupons. We performed with her at Comedy Day in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
The Pine Sol Lady.
Not at all.
I have... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had seven colors of Pine Sol. Those are all Pine Sol?
They got like a tropical kiwi flavor and shit.
Keep talking. What? I have to pee desperately. I'll be back.
Flavor, yeah. David. It's flavor, did you say?
What are you talking about? Yeah, it's a flavor.
It's not a flavor of Pine Sol.
What are you talking about? Why not?
You're not supposed to taste it. Shouldn't be a flavor.
It has a flavor.
Well, everything.
Just because you're not supposed to taste it doesn't mean it doesn't taste like anything.
I don't think I'm going to go down that road. I don't think it's strawberry kiwi flavor. I think it's scented. I think the flavor probably still tastes nothing like whatever, like
Listen,
kiwi.
Some of us like to live on the porch, and some of us big dogs like to run. It's up to you which one you want to be. You understand what I'm saying?
I think it was Bun. I can't remember. Man, I'm just really blowing it on my rap lyrics today.
It's okay.
It's not, but thank you. I appreciate that. I have no idea who the Pine Sol Lady is. I don't remember the ads or anything.
That's insane to me. I don't, after this, just YouTube Pine Sol Lady, and I bet you will text me and be like, oh, dude, David, you're so tall and handsome, and you were right about the Pine Sol Lady. And I'll be like, yeah, Sean, I am pretty tall and handsome and correct. And then we'll laugh and laugh.
Yeah, all right.
You know, it'd be pretty cool, man. No big deal.
All right. Well, but Pine Sol Lady. I honestly had no idea. That
you couldn't see my Ian bare White... ass while I was peeing, could you?
No. No. But that would have been hilarious.
I didn't even realize until halfway. I was already looking, peeing. And I was like, oh, I didn't even close the bathroom door. I'm just peeing right now. The mic may have even picked it up very subtly.
The computer's phasing. Dude, you look like a wrestler right now, Ian. You can you do. See yourself? You look like Undertaker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's like
Are
a
you looking
very...
at it, Marissa?
Yeah, Holy I'm gonna clip this out for the Patreon. This is a good video clip.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very Mankind-esque.
Oh, my God.
Let's all make scary faces.
Tight. That was fun. Oh, Mars had one
Did
too.
You get it? Did you get it, Mars?
Yeah.
Did you get it or were we laughing?
Oh, wait. What is this for?
I'll tell you this.
I thought you were going to take a picture. I thought you were going to take a screen.
I'm going to clip out this whole like video clip, I think, for the page.
Oh, Ian's okay. Been sitting there the whole time. All
right. I still like it.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, I do too. Triple H, if I see you at WrestleMania, I don't know who this character is. I don't know why that's his voice.
Have you ever seen Bray Wyatt? That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's what it is. It's the Ken Kniff voice. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, friggin'. What were you guys talking about while I was peeing?
David said that this Pine Sol was like kiwi flavored, and I said that things like that aren't flavored. They're scented, and he said that it probably is flavored, and I disagreed. So
I said it's got a taste, don't it?
One way to
find
out.
Yeah, but it tastes like Pine Sol. You got to pour it in your eyes. That's how
different
you find it.
Different Pine Sols taste different. I don't have time to explain everything to you, Sean.
Well, good. I don't want all the knowledge. So there we go.
Pine Sol Lady. She's from San Francisco. Performed at Comedy Day in the Park with her. She's great. Shout out.
Tight.
Shout out. Sian, time for your final pick.
Now, tell me if I can do this. They were not official spokespeople. And this isn't even an
like
official
brand.
Is this
going to be like your friend Rat and Red Bull?
No, you tell me if I can do this. I'm going to pick TLC for cross colors. Can I do that?
No.
Damn it. This does not. They
Why?
Just wore cross colors.
I bought cross colors because, all right, fine. Joe Camel.
Oh, man. Joe Camel. Never seen him and Jay-Z in the same room. I'm just saying.
It worked. I'll tell you what, it worked.
You're
Joe Camel worked.
Joe Camel, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking Joe Camel.
He was cool as hell.
He was cool as hell.
A cartoon designed to sell cigarettes to children. All right.
It worked. All that dude was shoot pool, get laid, and smoke cigarettes.
That's true, I guess. Now as an adult, I can't. I mean, like, I'm not, I hate
it's
smoking,
tough
but
because
like,
you look back and you're just like, oh, that's so bad. But like, you know, as a spokesperson, he ruled.
He was always wearing some kind of fly-ass suits or like pulling up on a motorcycle.
And it just opens up the door to talk about Camel Cash, which is hilarious.
Yeah, when, like, that's true.
Did you ever go on like camping trips to like go to camp and there was like the kid who had the camel tent?
Yeah, like, for sure.
So your stepdad smokes like that many camels?
Yeah.
That are like people that had like their nice button-up shirt had like a Joe Camel logo on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
I for sure saw those.
Yeah.
You see a lot of those as when you would like go to court when you like got a speeding ticket as a kid.
Yeah,
and there was like a dude in his 40s behind you wearing one of those and you'd be like, oh,
it's all tucked in, but you're like, it's got Joe Camel on the pocket.
Yeah, it's tucked in the acid wash jeans.
Joe Camel like peeking out of the pocket with a lit cigarette, just like, huh?
Yeah. And like, God, honestly, listen, God bless that guy. He put a button up on, you know what I mean? He's playing the game. He's there.
Yeah.
He's trying.
I was in shorts.
We used to, we'd get tickets skating and we'd all get kind of stoked because it'd mean we'd get out of school. Because if you showed up at court, you would pretty much automatically get the ticket cut in half.
Yeah.
So a couple times, like Adam and Smith and I, Tori probably, we'd bring change. So they'd be like, all right, we'll cut the ticket down to $25 and we'd pay for it. We'd just bring a bag of change and set it up by the judge. And they have to sit and count all this change.
After they cut it in half. It was rad. Joe Camel. All right.
Yeah, Joe Camel.
For my final pick, I'm going to take a slight detour from Joe Camel and take a little Jamie Lee Curtis for Activia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love
JLC.
Couldn't
be more different from Joe Camel. I'll tell you what,
they're different.
Awesome.
They're different people. One of them's a person is one of the things that's different.
They were both at the Emmy party. They were both there.
Oh, yeah. They're both CAA. Jamie Lee Curtis for Activia, a yogurt that helps keep you shit. It's a keep you shitting on the regular and essential vitamins in it. It's a yogurt drink, yogurty drinky thing for older gals.
A yogurty drinky thing for OGs, older girls.
I've never popped an Activia.
I've popped some Activias.
I have never.
Yeah.
I'll get some. I love yogurt. I eat like Greek yogurt almost every day.
Yeah.
I like yogurt too.
It's she was not marketing towards me, but I still appreciated it. Thus is the reach of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Understandable. She's amazing. She's great. I love her.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis too.
Rules. Yep. Absolutely. Who's she married to? There's a fun combination there.
Was it Christopher Guest? Was that who it was? No.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think it is Christopher Guest.
I think it's Curtis Jackson.
It's Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. It's a different Curtis Jackson.
Jamie Lee Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
It's a different Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
I meant Curtis. The bit didn't work. That's it, guys.
That's it. We fucking did it. Oh, yeah, so to recap, that's the final pick. To recap, David, you went first. You took the Dos Equis man, the Taco Bell dog. Fabio for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Dr. Ruth for Herbal Essences Have a Gaz in Your Shower Shampoo. And then Diane Amos, the Pine Saw Lady.
Yep.
Sean, you went second. You took Macho Man for Slim Jim. George Foreman for the Foreman Grill. Bart Simpson on behalf of Butterfinger's Candied Bar. John Hamm for Mercedes-Benz. And then Joe Camel for Camel Cigarettes, specifically to get children to smoke them. And then I went last. I took Wilford Brimley for Liberty. Settling you all sorts of diabetes related equipment. Tony the Tiger for Frosted Flakes. Orson Welles
for Paul Misson Wines, variety of wines.
And then Sam Elliott for beef.
And then I took Sam Elliott for beef.
And then I took Jamie Lee Curtis for Activia's shit on the regular dairy product. We want to hear. Well, I guess we left someone's on the board, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you guys did not draft this. This would be my draft pick, and it is Shaq.
Oh, damn. For so many things.
For
too.
Anything.
Yeah, for anything. He's the spokesperson for just about everything. He's done
what's
Burger
the newest
King,
one?
Reebok,
it's like a Bengay.
Icy Hot, Taco Bell,
Icy Hot,
Carnival, yeah, Cruise Lines. He's on every commercial.
The General Insurance. Oh,
General, man, that's a bad crew.
Yeah.
The General Shaq and that dude that follows him around with all the money and the gun.
Oh, that's
there. You see those three walk into a party, you fucking leave.
Clear
dude.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Party's over.
They're going to be gambling on some shit you don't want to know about.
Nah, dude. Some Bolivian shit. And not even drugs, dude.
No, man. Some Bolivian Newton John.
Bolivian.
Yeah, Bolivian finger
poker.
Yeah,
there was so much. I love Flo from Progressive.
Oh,
Steve Liddell, dude. The little Pepsi girl.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Clean.
Oh, Mr. Clean.
That would have been great. I didn't even think of that.
Brawny Paper Towel Man.
Yeah,
I think so Rames for Arby's was a fun one.
Oh, what about Mr. Big Dick for Allstate?
Oh, Haysbert, he was on my list.
Yeah,
man, I told you, I met that guy.
Did you feel it when you shook his hand?
It filled the room.
Yeah.
Was it like if I was just holding like a 90-pound weight and one and like just kind of swaying
a little
bit? It
was like if your core temperature was 30 degrees warmer than mine.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Dick. Hey, I'm Mr. Big Dick. I do the Allstate voice. That's it.
I love it. Yeah.
I love it.
So Joe Isuzu. Do you guys remember the Joe Isuzu commercials?
Yeah. I was thinking about picking him.
I only bring him up to point out that man's real name, David Leisure.
No, it's not.
Yeah, David Leisure.
Whoa.
That's rad.
Isn't that
he
tight?
Always had that where he sort of looked like Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Like little Kurt Russell.
Yeah, like a little Kurt Russell.
Sean, I know you almost took OJ Simpson for Hertz and Bill Cosby for Jell-O.
God.
Jennifer Hudson did some work on some of those Weight Watchers commercials. I like seeing her in there.
Yeah.
I never see commercials anymore except for when I'm at hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Mila Kunis
yeah.
for Jim Beam. Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. Suzanne Somers for fucking Thighmaster. Iconic.
Ooh, man.
I read this about Mila Kunis. So she was doing the Jim Beam ads, and then they like cut her off because she sends donations to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name every month. And a bunch of Jim Beam fans found out about that and got all pissy. So then they like stopped her as the spokesperson.
God, imagine the type of dudes who ride so hard for Jim Beam that they call in. That's like, I don't like it. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I love it. It looks like it just
Why
killed
not?
Ian.
Let's stop it. Cut the tape. Oh man,
it's dark in here.
It's real dark in there.
It is pitch black in there.
The only light is coming from the monitor, reflected off of your beautiful faces. We want to hear yours. Go ahead and send them to. That's awesome that Mila Kunis did that. By the way,
yeah.
That's fucking crazy. The Jim Beam thing. Were you gonna write in? Fuck off,
idiots.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter. allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Huge shout outs, especially to all of our, well, not especially, actually to everyone on our AFE Patreon. You allow us to do what we do. So thank you so, so much for your generosity, not only of wallet, but also of spirit and for rocking with us like that. And welcome to all the new members who joined for the AFE live stream, something we will be doing again. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs now, right? Is that what I do at this point? Yeah, I mean, shout out to fucking...
Shout out to the couch I bought, dude. We bought a couch.
Bro,
yeah, shout out to
get
the
it?
Couch you bought.
We got it at What's New Furniture in Portland. It's right on Grand and, like, Stark.
Whoa,
ordered it from this dude in, like, Eugene. It's getting custom made and, like, supporting local, so I feel good about it.
Hell yeah.
And I'm thrilled. Yeah.
Shout out to fucking spas, dude. Shout out to me apologizing one last time for pranking you at the top of the podcast.
Shout out to me apologizing for us having to do this on a Thursday and not, a day that you're busy.
Oh my God, the Blazers are down by 10. Oh my God. Totally my fault.
Get in there.
Not the Blazers thing. They're down by 7. Okay. it's not your fault that we had to record. I have an insanely busy schedule and you were like completely wide open. So, freaking shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Activia.
Shout out to super producer Marissa.
The biggest shout out.
On the ones and twos. On the ones and twos right there.
The biggest shout out to super producer Marissa. Shout out to the Snapple lady. Sorry, we forgot about you earlier.
Sorry.
Oh, damn.
And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Try the Bobby one.
Nice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.